So, before I invite you to word of Meera, somebody wrote a note asking, you know, why is there dissatisfaction? Dissatisfaction? Why are we so dissatisfied? And my answer to this will be to motivate us. Because generally in the life, you know, there are two motivators. One is joy, which is very difficult to find, because we have chosen a way where only dissatisfaction can kind of motivate us. So somehow we are motivated by dissatisfaction, and then more dissatisfaction come, and then more motivation come, and then, you know, this is how we keep on living our life. And something? I said.
Joy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there can be also joy motivating you, but generally, you know, we are motivated by dissatisfaction. You know, it's like a whip. You know, like somehow all of us have become like a worker, you know, worker. We really, like, life is kind of a load, you know. It's not really somehow, like, it feels like somebody compels us to live, you know. Like, you see faces and it looks like that, you know, seeing faces. But also can be the other way, that we really, we see faces and we feel that, you know, this person really wants to live, really joy is motivating to this person. And there is like very little, like, you know, I think very little thinking involved. And that is generally, like, if there is a big goal, you know, we become very happy to pick the big goal. Generally, big goal, you know, like you pick always a big goal for yourself. Big goal. And then, of course, like in one day, you know, that goal cannot be gained. So, like in the evening, you know, you think, you know, I have done only 0.5% job. So, of course, satisfaction is also only 0.5%. And dissatisfaction is 99.5 kind of. So another way of seeing this can be, you know, okay, for today, you know, like I have this, generally, like we say 8 hours, you know, to work. So we can say, we can compromise with ourselves. In this 8 hours, I'm going to gain this, you know, whatever. And certainly, by the end of day, you will have 100% satisfaction, because goal is like very small and you have attained that. So if we, instead of like having a big goal, if we can have like fragmented goals, you know, like for each day, and that will make a difference. You know, you will, in the evening, like in the morning, I'm not sure, but in the evening you will feel different person, you know, like really cheering, you know, face is happy, and probably you will not know what is this dissatisfaction, you know. When you read this word in dictionary, you don't know the meaning, like somehow, you know, this will happen. So, if anyone has any question around this, otherwise, I invite you to swim with Meera. Because like joy is little, you know, deeper, and we don't want to go there, you know, we don't have time really to spend to go deep, so. So let us see, how is Meera's mood today? Not from not being satisfied.
Because I'm curious then, where our own personal bits of dissatisfaction come from?
Mm-hmm.
Are they tailor-made for us?
Exactly. Are they?
Are they tailor-made for us? Exactly what we need by something else? Or are there lots of bits of dissatisfaction floating around in something, the bits that we need come to us?
Mm-hmm.
So is it any kind of preordained, or is there constantly stuff going in and then being rolled into those two days? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. But what I think, you know, I like it. We really invite them, you know. We send invitation cards, you know, really. So if we don't send, they will not come, you know. I'm also sure that there are people who don't send cards and they don't come. So somehow we also play a role, you know, that we also somehow invite them, like invite this satisfaction. And it's because like the way we live, somehow our goal is not, like, you know, goal is that big and we don't fulfill. In one day you cannot fulfill when you make a big goal. So we can do like fragmented goals, you know, like small for one day, and then like you will feel very different then. You know, you will not feel dissatisfaction.
I guess I'm more curious about the source of these things, like we can invite them.
Mm-hmm. Because like once you start feeling, kind of, once you start feeling little, then there is, they are in the air, you know. Then they kind of, you know, that becomes like, when you start feeling, it's like little. But soon you find it, you know, it has taken over, all over the body, you know. You feel really everywhere. So also they come, they are in the air. Because also we have to release, you know, somehow. Then what we do is, as soon as we start feeling dissatisfied, you know, we have come back from hard work, then we start thinking to go club, to release, you know, to release this dissatisfaction. And there are like many, like, because all of us want to make money, so of course we know that all the psyches, so we know in the evening this person, you know, after 8 hours of work, will feel dissatisfied. So why I not, you know, put some chairs so this person comes and pays me to release dissatisfaction somehow. And then that is in the air. Like you release, but it's still in the air. And tomorrow the same thing will come back again to you. So this is like, you know, part of somehow our lifestyle. And also part of our way of making money, you know. Like somehow we feel happy if we have made money somehow, you know, anyhow. Like somehow we feel satisfied, you know, if I have made what I want to make, money. How it can, we don't care. We don't care, like, if that is coming from the help or not from the help. And generally, I think more than 60% things what we are doing, they are not for the help, you know, somehow really to make money, anyhow, kind of. So somewhere we really have to, one day I think, you know, we really have to think, all of us, you know, together, that what can we do so that this cycle, you know, breaks. Because somehow we are in the same cycle. We are born in the same cycle and we die in the same cycle. You know, there is kind of almost no way out if you are not very, very aware. Like if you are very, very aware, you have a way, you know. You will say, okay, I go to visit a park, you know, instead of going a club, and then you feel different. But mostly, like, because somehow influence of group is so much on us that we really want to do what group is doing, what my neighbor is doing. Like we don't involve thinking, but we just copy, you know. Mostly, like, most of us really want to copy, and this is why it's kind of growing.
So these things that we have, we're all contributing to that, we're all feeding into that.
Yeah, next day when you are again open to them, you know, they will really come again and make you more.
But So we're all feeding into that. There's something kind of collective about that.
Collective, yeah. It's collective. But also, if like when there are people who are not affected by this collective also. So it's not that you have to be affected. But generally, it's that case.
Can it be that the dissatisfaction is there because the purpose of this dissatisfaction is that we experience the joy of not being to be dissatisfied?
Yeah, like somehow, you know, less dissatisfaction, and that is what we call joy. I don't know, Miss. Yeah. Because I haven't been around. You have been, you know, more places than me. I'm generally in Lucknow, you know, like just. Yes, please.
I saw a very interesting film called The Secret. I don't know how many people here have seen it. A film called The Secret. This film, this documentary is about the laws of attraction and how we manifest in our lives the things that we think about most. So one example that was given was a man who was always in a queue, always waiting in a queue, and he hated queuing up, waiting for things, or being stuck in traffic. And he's always sitting in traffic thinking, oh, I'm always stuck in traffic, thinking about it over and over and over again. And because he's thinking about it all the time, this energy that he's putting out into the universe is reciprocated with, and the universe replies with what he's thinking about. So I think many times, rather than focusing on what actually we want to achieve, like the goal that you spoke about, rather than thinking about how it feels to have achieved the goal, you think about, I've only gone 0.5%, therefore I'm dissatisfied. So you think more about dissatisfaction than the joy, therefore we bring that about.
Yeah.
This is one thing. And I suppose the other thing I'm thinking is connected, it's to do with karma, that from past lives, or even in this, our actions have caused us to be in the situation that we're in now.
But also, like, we have possibility to change the karma, no?
Okay.
Yeah. So, we can also use this possibility.
Like you said, we have to be aware.
Yeah.
How not to pick it up?
How not to? Not being open to it? Like, not really, like, at the first phase? Not really feeling. If you don't start feeling, then it cannot affect. Like if you don't start feeling dissatisfied, then it will not affect.
Choose gratitude instead.
Yeah, you know, anything, you know. Like any other things. Yeah, you just don't open to it, kind of thing. And today, first in Hindi, Bhajman Charan Kaval Kamal Avinasi. Jetai Dise Charan Gagan Bich Tetai Sab Uth Jasi. कहा भयो तीरथ व्रत कीन्हे कहा लिए करवट कासी इण देही का गर्व न करना माटी में मिल जासी जो संसार चहर की बाजी सांझ पड़या उठ जासी कहा भयो है भगवा पहरा घर तज भय सन्यासी जोगी होए जुगत नहीं जानी उलट जन्म फिर आसी अर्ज करूं अबला कर जोड़े श्याम तुम्हारी दासी मीरा के प्रभु गिरधर नागर काटो जम की फांसी। एंड मीरा आस्किंग टू हर माइंड सेइंग इफ यू कैन बी connecting to what she was saying, like gravitation, Krishna, or gravitation in me. She is asking her mind, if you can help me to connect with my inside, with the gravitation. And that connection gives me feeling of a lotus, like feeling of a flower. And then she's saying that because, you know, she is giving logical explanations to her mind, you know, why you have to connect to this very, very inner place. And logical explanation is, she is saying that whatever you see, you know, between earth and sky, all of them, some point, has to disappear, you know. All the forms which are between earth and sky, someday they have to disappear. So why to trust something which is not permanent? And then another thing she is saying, Kaha bhayo tirath brat kinhe, kaha liye karavat kasi. And certainly, her mind will be thinking that I should go to pilgrimage. And another, like when she was living, people, that was almost believed by the whole group, that if you die in Varanasi, you will go to heaven, you know, you will become kind of realized. So she is kind of also saying that, you know, don't think that only by dying in Varanasi, you know, you will get this liberation. So, and this is why you have to connect to the very, very inside. And she has name for that is Krishna, you know, because she is very much in love with Krishna. So she's saying, and Krishna means also the very, very inner place, gravitation, which is from which somehow all of us has come. So she's saying that, oh my mind, if you can help me to connect to my very, very in, and don't give me this information that, you know, I have to see all my friends, I have to visit all pilgrimage, I have to die in Kasi, you know, those doesn't work for me. So if you can please allow me to connect me with my very, very inner Krishna. इन देही का गर्भ न करना माटी में मिल जासी। Also, speaking to her mind, she is saying that I have to share another information with you, that you also cannot rely on my body forever, you know. Like, don't think that, you know, I still have these 10 years to wander around and then I will give you time to connect with Krishna. Because any day, my body can like fall apart and it will become soil again. So also, she's saying that also you have to remember this to her mind, that you really cannot rely on body forever. यो संसार चहर की बाजी सांझ पड़या उठ जासे. And she's saying that this world is like a, like in India, there are many places, like open places, where the people come to sail in the morning and in the evening, like they really open their shops. And in the evening, they have to close and go back home. So she's saying like, this world is like that, you know. You come, you open your shop, and then you have to close and go back. So also you have to remember that this is not like a permanent kind of shop, you know. That, and you are in a market which finish in the evening. So also you have to remember this and give me time. Then probably her mind will be telling her that, you know, it's better to wear like, you know, Paul is wearing, you know, that color of clothes, like Bhagwa is this color. What is this color?
Orange.
Orange, yeah. So she's saying that to her mind, you know, don't think that by wearing orange and leaving home and becoming a sannyasin, like you are going to make it. And another, here she is really, jogi hoye jugat nahi jani ulat janam fir aasi. So she's saying that you really have to become a yogi and also find like yukti. Yukti means like key for your lock, you know. Like although all the locks are same, but same key doesn't work in all the locks. So she's saying like really what you have to do, you really have to find key for your own lock. Because like the key of Buddha will not work on your lock, you know. Key of Mira will also not work on your lock. Key of any other person, because, you know, locks are made so specific. So you really have to find very, very specific key which will work only on your lock. That's why she's saying like, jogi hoye jugat nahi jani. Like, what is the meaning of becoming a yogi if you don't have this key? You know, if you have not found this key, and what is this key means like an experiential way to connect to very your inner self. It's not like a told way, you know. You really have to invest time. And invest, you know, you have to have many, many experiences in order to have this very, very specific way which really only can connect you. So she's saying, jogi hoye jugat nahi jani. Like, what that means to become to be called a yogi if you don't have found this key, if you don't have found this yukti. Like we came with some word for yukti. I don't remember what English word last time.
Something like appropriate practice.
Yeah, appropriate practice. Yeah. Something, you know, like key or appropriate practice or a way to find, to connect with you. And ulat janam fir aasi. And if you have not found this special key, then certainly you have to be born again. Araj kanu abla kar jode shyam tumhari dasi. And she's saying, I'm a woman and I'm better. My hands are like this to her mind, and I really kind of beg from you if you can help me, not disturb me, so that I can connect, you know. Like she's asking to mind, if you can please stop giving all these informations, you know, that there is this, you know, great beach where I have to be, you know, or, you know, this great shop where I have to buy sarees, you know, this kind of. So if you don't pass this information for a while, I might have a chance to connect to myself. And I really, you know, like doing like this, I really pray to you if you can allow me to do this. Meera ke prabhu girdhar nagar kaato jamki phansi. And Meera is saying that I know that liberation only can come by connecting inner who I am, like who really she is, really connected, being connected with that, liberation will come and I don't have to be born again. So somehow she is asking us really to, because really not to follow and also not to avoid, because generally it's very easy to follow and it's very easy to avoid, but it's really difficult that you are not following but still appreciating advices, you know, because somehow like when you are not following you feel that, you know, I can make it alone, you know. Another thing comes that, you know, I will make it alone. So she's saying like not to have this, that I can make it alone, and really not going into following. Let something, you know, from this friendly conversation, let something come, you know, let, you know, try to smell something from this conversation and really you know, like kind of incorporate with the smelling, you know, really follow the smelling, you know, it's like very very subtle very very subtle way to find your own key. And she's somehow saying that really everyone has to find one's own key, which only works for one person. It's not like a master key, you know, that works for many, many locks. Yes, please. Yeah, Girdhar Nagar, and that is means also meaning of the like Krishna. That means Krishna, and Krishna is like who you are, like this gravitation, and also if you are on the path of devotion, like because here we are not talking path of devotion. If I'm teaching a retreat where people are on the path of devotion, then Krishna will be like, you know, that Krishna, your Krishna. And because here we are teaching a different, like, So Krishna is inner Krishna. So let forgive me, you know, to have this liberty. Yeah, because somehow, like, you know, people are in different kind of space, you know, not in on devotion. So I have to translate it like this. Did you forgive me? Or? Yeah, I think, you know, true translation, what you mean from true translation. Mira means what I'm saying. No, but also, like, because I really understand, like, also this love, this devotional love, and I really understand you. But that is like a, you know, the audience will not really connect with that translation. And Mira will really feel very happy if people are helped because of her words, not from the correct translation. You know, like, I know the heart of these people. Like, they don't, you know, they are lying, you know. They always lie if lie is helpful. So, really not go in the mode of, you know, correct and incorrect, you know. Like, really, if you are in the mode of helping and not helping, you know. And that is a very different mode than correct and incorrect. So, any questions around? Yes, please.
We should not copy. We cannot copy from other people. Everybody has to look for their own key.
Yeah, you know, this is why it's like, probably, you know, otherwise, like, if one master key works, you know, it's very easy, like, to open a company, you know, and I think, you know, in 1 month you will be best seller. You know. No, it works. No, disciple doesn't mean copier. Disciple means somebody who is open to smell. Actually, like, disciple means, like, what I know from disciple, you know, what it means. It's really somebody who is open and also wants to see how it is for me, you know. It's not like what is being said, but really what is being said from that, if you can feel how that is for you. Because, like, you know, same thing probably will not be helpful for you. please.
So Mira seems like kind of a lot of sense.
Mira seems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably like, you know, she has been feeling some disturbance from her mind, and this is where she is asking her mind, you know, if you really can help me.
But where does the voice come from?
Where she is talking to her mind? Because, like, you know, your mind and you are two people, no? Don't you feel so?
Yes.
You know that your mind is somewhere and you are, you are in the hall. So she's like, the person who, in your case, the person who is in the hall is talking to mind who is not in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's saying all the forms means on this earth, between the from the earth to sky, whatever is, someday that has to disappear. So you cannot rely on that. Just telling her mind that, it's not reliable.
And that means that things in us as well, they have to disappear. So my question is, it is very nice to know that when you're in a, let's say, sad moment or not such a good moment, it's very nice to know it's going to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in a joyful moment,
mm-hmm.
it's not so nice to know it's going to disappear as well. So
but probably, don't that time, don't say to yourself that this is going to disappear. But anyway, that is going to disappear, We know that any kind of joy, doesn't stay forever. It's will be shocking, but what to do? Some things are shocking. Some things are shocking,
Shocking.
Yes. Yes, please.
That process that I'm talking about, how literal is that process of her heart,
mm-hmm.
her mind,
mm-hmm.
and don't distract me with this sari shops or the general crap. Don't distract me with that. Do you see it as that actually works, that you can actually get that connection,
yeah.
your heart is genuinely saying your mind,
yeah.
Do you think that actually works?
That actually works, yeah.
It can actually override all that rubbish that you've built up for years and years.
Yeah. Yeah. That, that falls apart, however concrete it is, it falls apart without any dynamite.
It must be a difficult process, actually.
Yeah, really, process is to really connect, really. And then somehow, if you have this glue, which can only stick with the rubber, so it's somehow is like they are different things, So they don't stick together somehow, So maybe we can let Mira kind of rest in our heart for a while.